I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hello everybody, my name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today we're going to be calling out Franklin Graham, because he's lied about not supporting illegal immigration, and that needs to be called out even more. And we're not breaking this story necessarily, but this is a follow-up to another story that we broke about Send Relief and how Send Relief, which is a Southern Baptist organization, they have been supporting illegal immigration and the invasion at our southern border, and even facilitating people's bogus asylum and refugee claims. So you hate to see that. Franklin Graham is a little bit earlier in the process of illegal immigration, and that is what we're going to talk about today, and is how he and Samaritan's Purse have been supporting illegal immigration. This has been called out in conservative media circles, but you have yet to see, you know, Christian YouTube kind of glom onto this story. It's a little bit drier material, but nonetheless, I found a way to make this a little bit more easy to talk about in a video podcast setting, because that's what I do here at Evangelical Dark Web. But we're going to get to that. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web, Christian news gathering and commentary ministry, we broke a major story about Send Relief supporting illegal immigration recently. This video is a follow-up to that. I couldn't really turn that into a video or podcast. That would be very interesting. It's very dry, and I didn't write these articles. We have a team at Evangelical Dark Web, and it's not just me. I'm just the face you see and hopefully love, but that's about it. I do most of the writing, but not these banger stories that we're talking about right here. Anthony did that work, and you'd know him if you were on the live streams. So check out our live streams as well. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you are new, we have a free Evangelical Dark Web newsletter. You would have gotten this story days ago, or the Send Relief story you would have gotten already if you were on the newsletter. That's completely free, linked in the description below. So, article is Samaritan's Purse Exposed, How Franklin Graham Sponsors the Border Invasion. And I want to highlight a clip about how he's kind of lied about this in the past. And this comes from Newsmax, and Greta Van Susteren, I believe, is the host. And she has Franklin Graham on to talk about illegal immigration and the border crisis.
Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, Reverend Franklin Graham joins me. Nice to see you, Reverend Graham, and your thoughts as we look at the border and we see all the heartache and we see all the troubles. What are your thoughts about this?
Greta, it's a tragedy. This should not be happening. And the danger that our government is putting these migrants, forcing them to face by coming in the country this way. I believe in immigration, Greta. We need people to come into this country to work. So I'm for immigration, but I'm not for illegal immigration.
So I got to pause right there. And we don't actually need people to come into this country to work. We really do not actually need that. We got plenty of Americans that are underemployed here. So why do we need to import more people to be Americans? And then we give away high-skilled job positions away to foreigners via H-2B visa programs, or HB2, H-2B, whatever. We give away high-skilled labor positions away, and then we import low-skilled labor in illegal immigration. So this isn't very sound. And no, Franklin Graham's very open borders here. I just want to point out, for all the, you know, Republican partisan shilling that Franklin Graham does, and I've frankly categorized him as a Trump leg humper in the past, he is very pro open borders, just do it legally. And that's just not going to cut it at the time. In the times at which we have now, we have a serious identity crisis in the United States. So very boomer-esque logic, unsurprising on that angle. But yeah, this is a not going to make it type of man here.
This is bringing chaos to the border. And it's not just the border, but it's communities all across the country, whether it's Chicago or New York. This is a major crisis in this administration. Is ignoring it. I don't understand why, Greta, why they're allowing this to happen. They must think that these people are going to vote for their party or something. I don't know. But it's a tragedy, and I would hope and pray that the Biden administration would wake up and see the danger these people are being forced to experience, the deaths that are taking place, and the undue toll that is put in on our law enforcement, our border patrol. It's just not right. It's wrong.
Well, Samaritan's Purse, I was down with Samaritan's Purse in Necoclí, Colombia, which is a staging ground for the Darien Gap, which was where John Huddy just was. I mean, he talked about rivers with alligators in it. I guess I was lucky I missed that ride. But he was talking about that. But Samaritan's Purse is trying to feed people, but you can't, I mean, the numbers are staggering. We can't begin to feed these people. If you don't feed them, they don't eat. They're starving. They got kids. They got pregnant women. They got, you know, I mean, the men too.
And Greta, we're working in Colombia, which is a long way away from our border, as you saw when you were there, trying to help these people that have come from all over the world. And you see people there, Greta, that have come from places like Yemen. And I don't blame people wanting to come to the United States, trying to find a better way to life. I don't blame them for trying. But we need to have a legal process for this. And Samaritan's Purse, we are feeding people down there. We're not helping people cross the border. We're not aiding illegal immigration. We don't do that. But I do have compassion on the little children and the moms and dads that are trying to find a way to better their life. And I'm for immigration, but not this kind of illegal immigration. It's dangerous. It's too wrong.
Let me turn.
All right. So that's the end of the clip that I wanted to show you. It is from within the time period in which we're going to be covering, because this is within the last 10 months. So not that old of a clip. And obviously this guy believes that, you know, if all these people, these same people just came in legally and we just let them in legally, that would be completely fine. But again, that's not going to make it attitude there. It's just, you're just going to end up replacing the native population in America with foreign immigrants who would have been illegal immigrants, but you have just, you know, what would it be his argument against amnesty other than the moral principle of they should have gone through the process first? But now that they're here, does he have any real argument that, you know, this is to the detriment of society? No, but let's hyper focus not on Franklin Graham's open borders mentality, but what he just said there. So Greta Van Susteren brought up the fact that where they are operating, where Samaritan's Purse is operating, is one of the staging grounds for illegal immigration. So she brought that up. Franklin Graham categorically denied assisting illegal immigration, and his logic behind that was that, oh, well, Colombia is so far away from the United States. It's like, well, it's not just all Mexicans crossing the border now, is it? So I got some maps that I can show you, but for now, let's kind of return to our guiding article. But so here's the map. Colombia is one of the major gathering points, waypoints, you know, rest stops, however you want to call it. Colombia is a major rest stop for illegal immigration, one that Samaritan's Purse assist. So here's where much of the details kind of come to light. So you best know Samaritan's Purse for Operation Christmas Child, with the shoeboxes that we send to mostly Africa. It's one of the largest Christian missions organizations, and they received $22 to $45 million in grants via USAID for various international projects, most of which, you know, spent in Africa, but they do also spend money in Central and South America. They gave money to an organization called R4V, which stands for Regional Interagency Coordination Program for Refugees and Migrants of Venezuela. I don't know how you condense that down to R4V, but they did. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, Samaritan's Purse pledged $718,513 for this project. So R4V is an organization that assists illegal immigrants or would be illegal immigrants to invade the United States. And what they do is they give them money. So that, and they provide the incentives for doing so. And all this comes indirectly from United States taxpayer money, which is very alarming. And this has been called out. The Federalist wrote an article calling out Franklin Graham for this. They talked about how Christian nonprofits incentivize illegal immigration with your tax dollars. This was written in February. Popular evangelical groups. And it's referencing Samaritan's Purse, and he's the first person mentioned, and it talked about him lying on Newsmax just there. But if we look at the partners for R4V and their website, Samaritan's Purse clearly listed, a lot of other organizations listed. World Vision is another one, but they're not really serious. Maybe we'll talk about the Lutherans and how they are supporting illegal immigration as well. But this is an organization dedicated to helping people cross our border illegally. And they say it's about, you know, people that are refugees from Venezuela, and perhaps that gets a lot of conservatives on board because Venezuela is this supposedly super communist country. So, you know, we view this as a right-wing cause, but it really isn't. So R4V describes themselves as lead and coordinate the regional response to the situation of refugees and migrants from Venezuela. Further to this direction, the Regional Interagency Coordination Program was established as a forum to coordinate the response efforts across 17 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. And it talks about how they operate in these countries. Again, countries where illegal immigration flows through. So what exactly goes on here? To give some perspective, about 38% of these so-called refugees end up claiming asylum in the United States of America, a problem that has gotten worse since June of 2023. So that's part of the issue. But here's another issue. Here's where the actual incentivization or incentivizing of illegal immigration comes into play. R4V is not merely a humanitarian aid service, but also distributes cash assistance. In 2024, they project to give $239.81 million in cash and voucher assistance, which is called CVA, apparently, and $132.46 million in multi-purpose cash assistance. This is basically the UN program giving free money to the migrants, which funds their journey from South America to America. So that's what R4V does. They give money to people who are going to invade this country. And they're pretty open about this. So back in January, the New York Post reported the following. The money is most often handed out, other UN documents show, as prepaid rechargeable debit cards, but also hard cash in envelopes, bank transfers, and mobile transfers of U.S. border-bound travelers can use for whatever they want. So again, if you're going to invade this country, they will give you money to sponsor your journey. They will be like the Magi who appeared to the Holy Family to give them gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which funded their journey and stay in Egypt. That is what they're doing here. Except they're doing it against their own country. I would call this treason. Maybe I'll do a video on that or an article for sure. So in other words, they hand out free money. They use Colombia and Ecuador as the launch pad sites to dispense these preloaded debit cards. And yes, much of this money comes from the United States taxpayers. So again, it's indirect, but a lot of this money originates from taxpayers, funneled into NGOs, who then give it to people who invade this country. That's pretty messed up. And that is what Franklin Graham is a part of. And I would say he supports. So he talked about people from Yemen winding up in Venezuela and Colombia through the work that Samaritan's Purse is doing. Why should they be given assistance? They got themselves into a mess and they did so with malicious intent to invade our country. So that's what he's doing. So then we can talk about the 990 form that is from 2022, but this relationship does go back a little ways. From the Samaritan's Purse 2022 990 form, which is what charities have to file, except for churches. I don't believe they have to file that. It says, in Colombia, we operated the La Danjuana shelter on the main route used by Venezuelans between the border and the capital city of Bogota, serving more than 28,700 migrants. The health program assisted over 12,300 patients with outpatient consultations and over 3,800 people with malnutrition treatment. Samaritan's Purse provided more than 63,800 hot meals for over 52,200 non-food items to vulnerable Venezuelan migrants. Teams trained more than 34,200 people in the prevention of gender-based violence and shared the gospel with over 34,600 people through all programs and activities. It's interesting that they disclose that on the 990, which I appreciate, by the way. So, going back to the article, they have been confronted about this, and what they've said is, there no funds were used for cross-migration purposes. Samaritan's Purse is deeply concerned about human trafficking and sexual violence, and we are very aware of the humanitarian crisis. So, they're trying to deny it. They have denied it to the Federalist, that they do not support illegal migration and is strictly directed towards migrants who are illegally entering Colombia or Colombian returnees. But the fact of the matter is, we can look at their form 990s. They've worked with an organization dedicated to doing this, to giving them money. And in 2023, they gave 218,400 and $11 designated to Colombia, with $33,860 towards MCA, which is the multi-purpose cash assistance, which is basically handing illegal, would-be illegal immigrants money. So where's the honest truth here? So Franklin Graham says that he doesn't support illegal immigration, says that Samaritan's Purse is not involved in this. But the reality is they partner with the organization that is most responsible for being the launching pad for illegal immigration into the United States. They are far from being alone in that, by the way. But Franklin Graham's lied about it, which I think makes it even worse. When World Vision supports illegal immigration through R4V, that's not a surprise. This is a super liberal organization. That shouldn't come as any surprise. But when Samaritan's Purse does it, and Franklin Graham, the Trump humper, does it, yeah, that's a bit of a betrayal. So that is what we're talking about here. So that's all I got for today. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. And that, have a blessed day. We will catch you on the next one.